This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says President Joe Biden on Thursday will present a six-pronged strategy intended to fight the spread of the highly contagious coronavirus Delta variant and to increase U.S. COVID-19 vaccinations. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Wednesday that Biden's six steps will be the next phase of the virus fight.
He's going to outline the next phase in the fight and against the virus and what that looks like, including measures to work with the public and private sector, building on the steps that we've already announced, the steps we've taken over the last few months, requiring more vaccinations, boosting important testing measures, and more, making it safer for kids to go to school.
The United States, which leads the world in COVID-19 cases and deaths, is struggling to stem a wave of infections driven by the Delta variant, even as officials try to persuade Americans who have resisted vaccination to get the shots. What was billed as a summer of hope against the coronavirus in the United States is ending in gloom, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
More than 26,000 deaths were reported last month, more than 4 million infections. It's the fourth highest total since the start of the pandemic. Overall, more than 650,000 people have died, and a major forecast model projects 750,000 deaths by December 1st. Hopes were high, but the Delta variant, along with resistance to vaccinations, dashed those hopes. This outbreak is still well below the all-time peaks over the winter. Cases in most states appear to be plateauing and are likely to decline in the fall, buying more time to vaccinate adults and teenagers before flu season. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Former Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said Wednesday he fled his country last month for the United Arab Emirates to avoid bloodshed in the streets of the capital, Kabul, as Taliban insurgents took control. He also denied plundering government funds as he left. Ghani said, in a statement, "I left at the urging of palace security, who advised me that to remain risked setting off the same horrific street-to-street fighting the city had suffered during the civil war of the 1990s. The former president and his family fled to the UAE shortly before the fall of Kabul. Rebel forces from Ethiopia's Tigray region denied reports Wednesday that they had killed dozens of civilians over a two-day period in the Amhara area. The Reuters news agency reported that regional authorities said 120 civilians were killed between September 1st and 2nd. The Tigray People's Liberation Front released a statement later Wednesday rejecting what they termed a fabricated allegation. On June 28, the Ethiopian government announced an immediate and unilateral humanitarian ceasefire after nearly 8 months of fighting with Tigrayan forces. However, hostilities have continued, and the country's prime minister recently urged all Ethiopians to join the fight. A Florida judge has ruled against the governor of that state and his efforts to ban mask mandates for schools, AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A Florida court has ruled the state cannot enforce its ban against public schools requiring masks while the case plays out in the appellate court system. Leon County Circuit Judge John Cooper last week had said Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and state education officials had exceeded their authority by imposing the ban through executive order and imposing fines on school boards that did require a mask. The judge says there's overwhelming evidence in the case that face coverings do provide some protection for school children, especially those too young to be vaccinated. The governor says he's still confident he'll win when the case goes next to an appeals court in Tallahassee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tropical storm Mindy has formed in the Gulf of Mexico near the Florida Panhandle. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Forecasters have issued a tropical storm warning for part of the Florida Panhandle for Tropical Storm Mindy. Mindy developed into a tropical storm Wednesday in the northeast Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center says Mindy could cause as much as 6 inches of rainfall across the Florida Panhandle and portions of southern Georgia and South Carolina through Thursday morning. Scattered flash, urban, and small stream floods are possible. I'm Mike Gracia.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.